Greetings, I'm Barbara J. Faison, your meditation ambassador. And if you are new here, welcome. In January, I started a newsletter which also serves as a blog post on my website, barbarafaison.com, and the audio is my podcast called The Why Struggle Podcast with Barbara J. Faison. So weekly, you can read or listen. My intention is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations to help you struggle less and enjoy life more. However you might be engaging with me, I'm grateful for you listening and or reading. Welcome to week 43. Self-love is a practice. My mission is to share my voice to heal, educate, and inspire. I have learned that for me, self-love is a practice, like most of life. My mom used to tell me to pat myself on the back, and I know that reminder from her still runs through my head, and it does help me have more love and compassion for myself. Saying I'm proud of myself for whatever is happening is another way I express love to myself. A few weeks ago, I received what I call a digital download. This might be an idea, a reminder, or the title of my next meditation. As I began to stir in my bed, I started to receive a self-love meditation, so I grabbed my phone. Let me say this, I don't sleep with my phone in the bedroom. My husband brings it to me when he leaves for work, so when I get a download, I can grab it. Anywho, I usually open my OneNote app and begin speaking what I received into the app. Then I edit and start the recording and testing process. Special thanks to Laura Mandelson, Tracy and Mike Ramsey, Pam Zika, Yvette Lee,
Jennifer Davenport,
Hilal Tamrit, and Susan Kelly Delane for testing this meditation. The music is by Yvette C. Lee. You can take a listen here on my YouTube channel under videos. I'd love for you to leave a comment or an emoji if you do. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, why not? It's free. Following guidance is an act of self-love. I am proud of myself for being ready, open, and willing to hear guidance and accept the guidance when received. What does self-love look like for you at this moment? You may reply to this newsletter, blog post, or you can reach me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. If social media is easier for you to reach out, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn are best. The card I pulled from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck for us today in this moment is the number 8 question card. What do I desire more of in my life? Ooh, that's a really good one. I'm going to ponder that. There are so many resources available to support a meditation practice in person and online. Our Breathe with Barbara live sessions are the second and third Wednesday of each month. My live sessions include gentle movement, breathing, meditation, and silence. I would love for you to join me. The sessions are only $15. They are 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, the second and third Wednesdays of every month. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Feel free to reach out to me via email or on my website, barbarafaison.com/contact-barbara. Pick the option that works best for scheduling a brief conversation. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 40 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members and more out there. The link is insighttimer.com. I have meditations on other apps including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you will find me there. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All the links are on my Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. If you need a breath break, you can take one on my YouTube channel under the Breath Break playlist.
Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well. Greetings. Welcome to your self-love practice. This practice is designed to help you learn to love, care for, and nurture yourself on a regular basis. Self-love is all about accepting yourself, and that includes your mind, your body, and your spirit. Being kind to yourself and loving yourself is practice. So, let's practice. Take a moment to settle into a place where you can take a few minutes just for yourself. Giving yourself this time is crucial to loving yourself even more. Practicing this meditation daily will help you become more comfortable with loving yourself. Wherever you choose to do this practice, give yourself permission to be fully engaged and present. You may be seated or lying down. Let's take a few deep breaths to settle into our practice. Breathe in through the nose and release with a loud sigh. Breathe in and out. Take a few more deep breaths as you continue settling in. We'll spend a few minutes looking at and appreciating a few things about ourselves. It may be helpful for you to place your hands in your heart space to stay in a nurturing space with yourself. And just take some breaths on your own, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Begin to relax your shoulders. Your face. And your body by continuing to breathe. Something I really appreciate about myself is my willingness to try something new. Now it's your turn to think of something that you appreciate about yourself. It may be something as simple as your laugh, your smile, your sense of humor. What's something you really appreciate about yourself? As you continue breathing, think about something and sit with this thought for a few moments and allow yourself to bring a smile of appreciation to your lips. If nothing comes to mind, remind yourself to think about this later so you can have it ready for the next time you do this meditation. You've just planted a seed. Beautiful. Now it's time to pick something about your body that you really appreciate. I really love my lips. My skin is also gorgeous. It's important that we relax and not be too serious. What about you? I'll give you a few moments, and please be kind to yourself. If you find yourself challenged with this practice, just continue to practice. Keep breathing and allowing yourself to take this time. Now allow yourself to breathe. And if you feel ready and able to wrap yourself in your own arms as you remind yourself that you are amazing. Your body is a miracle. Your thoughts move you forward in life. You are one of a kind and remarkable. You have talents that only you can bring to this world. You have abilities that only you can bring to this world. You have gifts that only you can bring to this world. And you have skills that only you can bring to this world. Take a breath in and release with a loud sigh. Breathe in and out. How are you feeling? I really appreciate you taking the time to be here today. Learning to love and appreciate ourselves is an effort that is well worth the rewards. Take a few moments every day to really honor and appreciate the remarkable, talented, and kind person you are. Great job practicing loving yourself. And if you feel comfortable, go ahead and bring a big smile to your face. Until next time, keep loving and nurturing yourself and being kind to you. It was lovely practicing with you. Take good care. And be well.